Pickaxe.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
We're going to jump back in to the top of the round of this combat. As a quick reminder, outside the Temple to Siaska in the City of Glass, where once the party fought against Herald and Rook, they have now returned, hoping to find some sign of Herald in their search for them. They have encountered one of the Hadar corrupted guardians that have renamed themselves as Dominators, along with two hulking constructs. Seemingly doing something to an old ally, Smasher, a fellow guardian. However, engaging in combat, a battle has ensued. And already powerful spells have been slung and attacks have been made. And we go back up to the top with Nova Vija. Followed by Lucius. So, Lucius, you're on deck after
this. Oh, God. Spilt water on my notebook. I am going to... my wall of light's gone.
Dominator.
Oh.
Why does that make me feel the way I feel?
If you consume the energy of the Dominators. Dominators, you will go on my first whistle. Means nothing to anybody that did not grow up in the United Kingdom in the 90s.
Dominators, ready!
Ready! Anyway.
Guardian first.
Literally means nothing. US people are like, is that meant to be American gladiators? It's like, well, we just called it gladiators, all right?
Some kind of joke.
Nice. Anyway.
Thanks for letting me think a bit more. So in front of me, there's the two big boys, right? And then...
Yes.
Soulbreaker is up in the sky.
Yes, so you have moved about 30 feet away from the like Sentry and Quill, and Lucius has moved a little bit further away now. The two big lads are next to them. They're 30 feet away from you. The two big lads aren't in any... They're not in range of you. You can move around, no opportunity attacks or anything like that. The Dominator Soulbreaker is about 60 feet up in the air. Yeah, he kind of 60-foot diagonal flight and is now basically above Sentry.
Okay. I will...
One thing I forgot. Sentry, can you just check if Sunbeam is concentration, and then when Nova's finished, we'll make a roll for that, by the way.
Okay.
Go on, Nova.
I'm going to do a straight-up Eldritch Blasteroo on...
Classic.
Yeah, classic. I'm going to blast it on the Dominator Soulbreaker. First one is a 15 to hit.
Oh, that will hit. I'm going to have to shield that one as well. So,
okay.
So yeah, it's going to boost his AC to 20. So again, a kind of barrier of force.
25 to hit.
That will hit.
Which is 11 points of force damage.
11, yep, force damage, excellent.
And then I rolled 28 to hit.
That way.
10 points of force damage.
DC was boosted to 20. 10 points. So these two beams, like the first one gets deflected off this magical barrier, and then the next two, like, kind of connect in, like, wretched mortal! Shakes his fist.
And then can I just use my movement to move a little bit further away from the ground units, just in case they do another big sweepy attack?
About 30 feet away from the others at the minute.
Let's say like 15 more feet back.
All right, so you're 45 feet away from Sentry and the crew.
Yes.
Sure. All right, Lucius, and then Sentry followed. Well, it was very relevant. I asked how much before. You said 30 feet, and I had to check for the spell.
Lucius is going
to make her concentration check.
She does.
Yeah.
They're currently having a conversation.
I got it. That's a one.
Oh, no.
So the sunbeam in the chest fades down, unfortunately, after taking that big lightning blast.
Yeah.
All right, Lucius.
Lucius, smoldering from the previous insane blast, is going to jog away from everybody else so that he's 40 feet away from the closest person.
So, unfortunately, for Lucius, and this, again, you can still do that, but these two big lads who moved up, you had separated from the group, but these guys have reach on their weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're like 15 feet away from you, but they have reach, so they can still hit you, so they would get an opportunity attack. One of them would.
I'm going to spend my action to disengage.
Perfect.
Right, and move away. Yeah. I'm going to use... Oh, I don't have it anymore. I thought I had a quicken spell, but I do not have that as a meta magic.
You changed it, did you?
I did. Be careful.
Well, do you want to not disengage then? Because you thought you had something.
No, I'm going to disengage because I think it's just going to knock me out. So I'm going to disengage. Right.
So you just start running off to the side, like, oh, get away.
I'm going to point it over and think, good idea.
Cool. Coughing and spluttering. All right.
Thumbs up.
In that case, we go Sentry.
Alrighty. I'm going to cast Enlarge. And I'm going to say to Soulbreaker, your greed will be the end of you, you parasite. If you want me, come and get me.
Can you make an intimidate check for me? Because I just want to see how much of a taunt this, like, if he's if he's like enraged by this. It's like,
17?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'd say that's enough.
You moralizing inept, I will kill you for Lord Veracitar.
Turns their attention completely on you. You could see he was looking at Lucius, injured as Lucius was, and was like, and like, now that you've said that, you called him a parasite. He's like,
parasite's a good term.
Lucius, so.
He called you moralizing, which is a weird insult.
<You're> withering.
Nice. I'm just going to move a little bit out of the way of the giant boys for a minute.
They will get an opportunity attack if you move.
One of them
also Quill
is reaction.
You would be
in that case.
Quill.
No, I'll stay where I am. Yeah, I'll stay planted.
These guys haven't yet. Quill, the main.
No, they did on Ayla.
That she was. Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah, one of them did. Yeah, that was there.
Which reminds me. So I didn't actually use my movement on my last turn, because we went for a break. I did want to move away from that dude as well, if that helps. I know that was like a million turns ago, but...
Well, so you have the problem in that there are two beside you. Only one would get the opportunity.
One would still... So, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
One would still have the opportunity attack, which is the one threatening Lucius.
Cool. Back to
Imagine
Sentry.
They're like stood next to each other, but they're so big that they cover a huge fucking area, basically, because they've both got reach.
Yep.
So, Sentry, did you want to move? Sorry, back to the top.
No, I'll stay planted. I'll wait for.
So stay planted next to. You've got these two guys in front of you, Dominator above you, and then Quill behind you.
Yeah.
All right. So no movement. Action.
That was my action, was to go big.
You go big. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. The two big boys. Oof. These guys are pretty dumb, and the big guy hasn't really given orders. So I think. Yeah, they're going to direct their attacks at the two nearest to them, which is Sentry and Quill. Nova, can you roll a d6 for me? We'll just have that.
I'll protect you, Quill.
I rolled a 6 again.
Six again, okay. All right, so you're going to protect Quill, did you just say, Sentry?
Yeah, for the first
reaction?
One, yeah.
All right, so wait, first attack against Quill is going to have disadvantage, and it's only at a +3. So that's 13 to hit.
It doesn't. Oh, it's close. Oh,
actually, that wasn't even with a disadvantage. I forgot. It would be 13, 14 to hit. So yeah, the 13 would have been the one. So it doesn't hit.
Then
it brings its axe hand down.
Axe hand?
Six, I think, is going to be a failure. Yep, so Sentry manages to deflect the first one. And then the second one, you can see that whatever Nova did, its aiming is off and the axe just slams into the ground beside you, kind of disrupting its targeting or something like that. The second one is going to attempt to hit Sentry. It still has the minus to hit, but it does not have disadvantage. For a total of 20 to hit on the first attack.
Doesn't hit.
Just managed to, with Helios's cloak kind of wrapped around you, you managed to deflect this giant hammer hand. It should normally squash you flat, but you managed to brush it aside. And the second one as well. And then with Her Majesty's Rose, you just kind of parry it away from these giant lumbering things. Whatever Nova did, very, very useful, as both of those would have struck otherwise. And these look strong, these two. That's all they can do. They can't do anything else. Oh, can actually. Nova, roll another d6 for me. I doubt you're going to get another 6. So, let's see.
3.
Yeah, okay. No recharge on their sweeping attack. Ayla, you are now 60 feet away from everyone else. As you jumped and he ran away.
Yeah, he ran away. That's screwed it. So I guess I'll just have to run back.
So just dash back.
I'll run 45 feet so that I'm kind of, I guess I'm kind of now separated from, we're all kind of dotted around them now.
Imagine like you're behind the two big guys. So like Sentry and Quill are like in front of them and you're now 15 feet behind them.
Yeah.
Aren't these guys huge?
And
they are, so actually, yeah, you'd probably be with about, like, 5 feet of range to start attacking them, yeah, because they're going to
occupy
two or three spaces. I'd say yes, sure. For, like, we're doing this Theater of the Mind, we don't have a grid to measure it exactly, you can hit them. If they can hit, sure, like, Lucius and stuff with their sweeping attacks, you can hit them. That's a good point, Cole, because I forgot that if we were playing with miniatures, their base would occupy, like, a square of 9, so it makes sense that Ayla would be able to hit.
45 feet is exactly what you needed, actually.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
As I'm running towards them in messenger ring, I'll say sweeps in the building, just to the group.
Okay.
That is a 2 plus 11. No, plus 13.
That is not going to hit. Unfortunately, 15, their thick armor of these thick armor of these giant titan-esque dominators. It just, the hammer.
Having a bad night.
First attack.
Having a bad night.
Hey, you that had some fucking great weeks. So,
I know. Yeah. Yeah. This is my 23 to hit on the second one.
That will hit, definitely.
Okay. That is going to be 17 with the hammer and a dex save.
I mean, yes, I should roll it in case I roll a 20. Nope, fail.
19 lightning damage.
Man, your lightning damage does as much damage as
I rolled
as your
a 6, a 5,
now.
A 4, and plus 4 con because of my hammer.
The hammer slams into this thing, and lightning arcs up its leg, and you see its like body begin to jostle and twist as the lightning runs through it. Still standing, but you can see it is smoldering. Whatever kind of these red muscle fibers, many of them look scorched and burnt, and it's barely still standing.
Well, that is my turn.
Okay.
My turn.
My turn. I was thinking the same thing.
My turn.
My turn.
Ooh. That's very fitting for this guy. So you see Soulbreaker's on Soulbreaker's turn. It looks over, seeing it's pissed at Sentry, but it notices this giant titan, like, nearly destroyed by Ayla.
Useless hunk of junk! I shall turn your energy to my advantage, and then I shall destroy Sentinel Prime!
And it's going to turn round, and it plunges its clawed hand into the thing, and you watch as red energy just begins sucking up out of its hand. The giant titan dies. Technically, I have to make an advantage, but I would... Yep, that's a hit. And then,
I mean, would the other thing be willing?
It's not even willing. Nah, it's not willing, but it's enough to kill it, which means that Stormbreaker gets some temporary hit points.
Oh, damn.
A substantial amount of them is the powerful energies of this thing that created this Titan. It just drains them away. The giant Titan collapses, and you see Soulbreaker just like laughing maniacally. But that is his turn.
Shit.
Quill.
Hell of a turn. I would like to banish the other one.
The big lad?
The big lad. And I'm curious, because it says that if he's native to this plane of existence, then something happens and blah, blah, blah. Would this thing, with its Hadar influence, still be native to this plane of existence?
We don't know. Let's find out. See
Who
if it's
knows? Well, it needs to make a charisma save. 21. Oh. How charismatic are these guys?
Charisma, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, how charismatic?
Physically can't succeed on the saving throw with a minus five to your saving throw, so, you know.
All right.
12 minus five, that's a 7.
I mean, can it roll a 26 on a d20?
No, it can't.
Okay.
With a kind of a sweeping gust of wind and feathers, you watch as this giant thing just fades into nothing. As a point of reference, Quill, technically, it is native to Erois, because the things that made it a native here.
Sure, okay.
The influence, it seems to be some sort of power source or internal. It'd be like banishing a warlock, right? The warlock wouldn't go to its patron's plane. It would stay on its own plane, kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I just imagined it as like the Matrix being like the soul and energy of a guardian. What if the Matrix
doesn't have a Matrix, though?
Well, it doesn't have one as well. Yeah, it's more of a construct. So, it is going to have the effect of banishment. So, a minute, as long as you concentrate, it's gone.
Hey, that's a minute. That's 10 turns.
It's basically out of the fight at this point. And then you can all wail on it when it reappears.
Yeah, and as a bonus action, I'll also recover a third level spell slot too. And again, I will stick to Sentry.
Okay. Nova Vija, we go back up to the top.
Thank you. I'm going to go return to blasting with Eldritch Blast.
Blasting Soulbreaker!
Blasting! First attack. Ooh, there's an 18 to hit.
It is going to hit, and he no longer has any shield charges.
Sweet. That is 9 points of force damage. It rolled to a 20 and then back to an 18. But 28 is a hit.
Still going
to
hit. Yep, still going to hit.
And that is 10 points of damage.
Points. Lucius, you're after this, by the way, then Sentry.
I rolled an 18 again, so that's 28 to hit. And that is 11 points of damage.
Nova on fire today. Bam, bam, bam. All of that, you see most of that energy that Soulbreaker stole from the Titan, its own ally. It's blasted away. You can see that, like, the energy kind of powering it, like, parts of his armor and stuff are blown away. Ah! Ah! As it kind of stumbles around in the air, barely able to keep flying, as these three blasts from Tiangong knock it away. Anything else, Nova?
That's it for me.
Lucius, then Sentry.
I'll throw a chromatic orb its way.
Sure.
And it's going to be 23 to hit.
Yep, that's a hit.
Ding dong.
What kind of damage?
This is acid.
Okay.
Sorry. 27. Let me just double check. It is 27?
Yep, please do.
28, Mark.
28. 8 points of damage.
28.
A huge hit. The acid orb flies up, completely coating Soulbreaker. It's like crying out in pain as like parts of its fingers begin melting off and things like that from the acid goop.
And I'll throw 9 points of dichromancy on top of that.
Yeah. Bam, bam. A kind of blade of orange strikes up. Anything else, Lucius, on your turn?
Oh, that's everything.
Sentry.
Actually, I'm going to do some spell slot switchings.
Sure. Do that in your turn. Yeah, I trust you. Sentry.
Cool.
I don't.
So where is Soulbreaker right now?
Still 60 feet up in the air.
Still
above
60
you.
60 feet. Brr, 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 brr. Cool. So if I were to jump and then misty
you
step.
You are large,
up,
so you're at least 10 feet. So he's 50 feet above you.
Okay.
Did you see something?
No.
No.
Lost concentration on it, remember?
If I were to jump and misty step 30 Probably feet couldn't. Up, could I get to him?
Yes, you could. You can make two attacks midair. You will then fall 50 feet down.
Worth it. Let's do it.
Worth it.
Yes, Sentry!
Suplex him.
Hang on. I just want to point out how anime Naruto Ri is being right now, because it's like jumping up, teleporting midair, two attacks, and then dropping down to the ground. Like, it's like, I can almost imagine the sword strikes, like, swing!
Yeah. She's not even pulling the sword out. She's kind of doing like the sort of samurai thing.
Could I misty step up, grab him, and then bring him down to ground?
Yes! Oh my god!
You may certainly try. It would be strength checks. It'd be straight. Yeah. It'd be opposed strength checks, of which you would add an extra d4 because you're large and you would have advantage.
Let's do it. Let's bring that boy down.
Okay.
I imagine you're just misty stepping above him and just falling.
Falling on him.
So strength check with advantage plus an extra d4. This is just strength, so just strength modifier.
Alrighty. So 12 plus 4, 16 for the first one.
Plus a d4.
Plus a d4. Oh yeah, sorry. Let me just clear that. So the first one was a 12. Let me do a d4. So I think that one's better anyway. 16, 19 for the first
19.
One.
19.
Yeah, the second one wasn't as good.
18 minus 1 for me. So with the enlarged form, you basically just like grab him in between your giant hands, like, you know, as you teleport behind him, he like turns around, like, looks up, and you see, like, you know, guardians don't have emotions, but the way that his eye, the red eye, blinks, you as a guardian would understand it to be fear, like blinking in fear. You grab him, and then what, are you just gonna have him land, like you land on him?
Just land on him, yeah.
Amazing. Right.
Jesus
Normally
Christ.
Normally
that's so good.
D6 of damage for every 10 feet fallen. So 5d6, but you're on top of him and you're bigger than him.
Yeah.
So let's say I will do it as 5d10 damage.
Jesus.
I saw a message in chat that just said, "By God."
I saw one that said, "RKO out of nowhere."
28 points of damage.
Jesus.
He had 26 points of damage left.
Oh my
As
god.
As the body slams into the ground, you just hear a like, "Blood veracity!"
Incredible.
Essentially, you are going to take 5d6 of damage as well, but...
Yeah. Who cares? That was by far the coolest kill in all the rows so far.
15 points of bludgeoning damage to Sentry as well.
That is a great
squashed
thing.
Him.
Around heart. That was pretty good.
You squashed him real good.
Squashed him.
The thing is like, you probably would have dealt more damage if you'd attacked him twice with Divine Smites, but the cool damage is way higher for this.
Who
hey, just
cares?
Real quick, was he 60 feet above anyone else? Like, directly above?
Oh, like Quill?
Like Quill, for example. I just want to make sure.
He's inviting this to himself. Quill, make a dex saving throw. You want to invite this kind of game? We'll play this game, sure.
Dex save.
It's like he wants to die.
Nah, you know what? I'm going to get Elder Quill to auto... Wait, no, I make the roll first. Ignore me. 19? 19.
19's enough.
Within 3 feet a century, or 10 feet a century.
You see this coming and you throw yourself to the side knowing what's about to happen. Like, you see Century teleport and you're like, uh-oh, I know what she's going to do.
I somehow know what she's going to do here.
Oh, yeah, but you've adventured with Century for, like, you know, a long time now. You see her, like, look up, teleport, you're like, oh, fuck.
I knew she was going to do that. It's way too cool.
Yeah.
I don't think
Ayla like runs over
either.
With a hammer. Ah, he's dead. Boring.
Yeah, so we are out of initiative. Well, technically, we're not out of initiative.
Wait, he's dead. The big guy is going to come back. I don't know how he's going to react to the whole.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay.
You all ready actions, and then when he reappears, you all destroy him. Is how this happens. Like, you'd all be there waiting, like.
We take a long moment to be like. Is it, so it's here, is it? Okay, everyone's right there.
Yeah, the big
I'm just
going to
chalk
are.
An X. I'm just going to chalk an X in the ground.
It's just loads of arrows on the ground.
Everyone ready?
Quill counts down.
And Boom, cancel it.
Yeah, like Ayla and Sentry meleeing it, and then you just see like three cantrips just like annihilating him. Yeah.
Oh, no, God, yes. I'm just imagining Sentry like the Majora's Mask moon coming down to Earth.
24 hours remain.
0 yes. hours remain.
Yeah. Squash.
With the threat eliminated, Barrier returns with the other two guardians. Pumpkin is now sat on his shoulder. Just kind of like, this Pumpkin would look over and go, "That was awesome!" It's just like cheering like for Sentinel Prime.
It was just like,
yeah.
We've got to go inside. Sweep.
Terrifying.
Yes.
Yeah, sweeps inside. If we can get inside, they were hammering on it.
How do you know? I think
his legs are broken. Smasher told me that sweeps inside, and his legs are broken. I don't think he can move.
Yeah, you can see he's managed to kind of flip himself onto his side, but his legs are just, they look like they've been stomped on, crushed, basically. His big flail hand has been snapped. You can see the chain's been disconnected, so he's only really got like a stump of an arm there, but he's used his other one to kind of like drag himself over and pull himself up onto the side. And you can see that, yeah, now that you can see the two big titans were trying to break into the temple, which again is all made of glass like the rest of the city. Now that there's not a threat, you can see that there is a tiny hole that somebody had broken through, and it's probably just big enough for a small or slender person to slip in. And they were trying to break down the huge doors, basically. But yeah, Smasher just points towards the temple. Sweep. Danger. Sweep.
Smasher.
You want me to smash through the door? I can get in.
Manage, small, hole, sweep, hide.
Maybe only requires one of us to go inside and get him.
Her.
Yeah. Yeah, you could easily go in there. I mean, you could also just try and call out and like let them know it's safe, or you can go in there if you wish to.
I'm gonna cast locate creature as well. Well, now that we're here, oh yeah, this is here, right? This is the actual temple of.
This is the temple that you remember, fighting Herald and Rook at. For Sentry and Quill, and I think Nova would probably pick up on this as well. It's been cleared. Like, you remember fighting a lot of Feral Guardians here with Max. There's no sign of those bodies. For Sentry especially, there's no sign of Rook. Rook's body is not here.
Oh, beauty. Okay. Well, I'm gonna use the Wayfinder's Guide to do locate creature for Herald.
Okay, and that's like 1,000 feet, right?
It's a lot. It's a big boy. That's what it says on here. Actually, it just says big boy.
Big boy.
1,000 feet. Yeah.
I was not paying in the 1,000 feet range.
Craps. Okay.
Meanwhile. Barcore does that. What's everyone else doing?
Can I, like, call through the hole? Like, not call through it. Like, sweep? Sweep. I don't know if you remember. It's me, Nova. I met you in Callie's Rest. It's okay. Smash is safe. Hi?
Make a persuasion check for me, Nova.
Persuasion. Plus 5. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
Okay, yeah. You see, kind of like, as you're peering through, you're like looking through, it's dark inside, even though the outside is glass, it's so thick that it kind of becomes cloudy, so light doesn't pass through it super well. So it's kind of dim and awkward and inside, but looking inside, you do see a kind of slender guardian figure sort of crouched up into a corner as far away from the doors and wall as they could be. You can just see her blue light of her matrix and her eyes looking in your direction, kind of the other one was able to disguise itself. You could be a trick. Where is Smasher?
Smasher's out here. He's fine. Well, his legs have been damaged, but we can fix that. It's fine. What can I say? do you remember us from Callie's Rest?
Is Sentry with you?
Yes, Sentry. Sentry, call through.
Sweep. Sweep, I'm here. It's Sentry.
Okay, I'm coming out. And Nova, you see them begin to kind of scurry forward as they make their way. They kind of crawl through. They had to like squeeze through. Smash was only able to create like a tiny sort of gap. But they, you can see that they're incredibly thin and lithe, this guardian form, as they kind of stretch their limbs out and pull themselves through. They kind of clutch their body to them, looking very awkwardly around. Very nervously, but does emerge, sees Sentry, and immediately kind of, you can see relief. Oh, Sentinel Prime, I'm so glad that it is you, that you are here. Harold told us to wait for you.
I'm going to go over and hug her, and
oh, and then she just gently kind of hugs you back, kind of.
I'm sorry. I made you wait here.
No,
it must have been awful.
It is okay. I came with Harold, but I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I'm not a warrior, but I wanted to be useful. I thought that I could help them carry supplies and things like that. And then when these things began attacking us and the other guardians and all sorts, well, Harold thought that it was best if I just find somewhere to hide. Smasher agreed to stay here with me.
Do you know where Harold went?
Yes, yes. She told me to deliver a message if you found us. She said that if you came to the City of Glass, that you would probably come here and that we should wait for you here and deliver a message. But oh, those other guardians, the ones with the red, they hurt Smasher, and he was just trying to pretend to look after me. They were trying to protect me, rather.
Well, you're safe with us now. We'll look after you and we'll get Smasher up, tend to him.
Yes, Harold said to tell you that she thinks that she has a way for you to help all of the guardians. There's a device here in the City of Glass, a device when it was Kamina City. She said that it was something that Queen Astoria made along with Harold, something that she used when she was corrupted. It's the device that allowed her to speak with guardians at great distances, to connect to their matrixes and speak with them. It is called the Conduit, and it is stored in a tower a little ways from here, high up, the tallest tower in the city.
Okay, we'll make our way there then next.
Yes, you must hurry. That foul guardian, the one that was taunting me, it was saying that his master was tracking them. He was here looking for clues about Harold and you. His master seems to know things about you. Is looking for Harold. Is looking for the conduit.
Do you remember Breeze?
Yes.
That will be them.
They called him something else, an overlord or Lord Master Veracitor or some such.
He's given himself a real dumb name. Sorry, hi, Sweep. Nice to see you again. Just gonna butt out now. Real dumb.
Very well. Well, whoever it is, you must stop them. But I am also afraid. Harold, I think that she may try and do something rather rash if she finds the conduit. She seemed to think that this was a way of making up for her mistake. She speaks of it in a final term, that this is her last mission or some such.
Oh no. Okay, we need to get there before she does.
Yes, she has Chipper and Scout with her as well. They both traveled with her to help her navigate, so hopefully they can help. And she took a guardian from here. A warrior looking like one. He was dead or feral or something, but she took him.
She took Rook.
Something about him having access that she needed to the conduit. It needed to be accessed by one of Queen Astoria's loyal guards.
We need to go. I'll look to the rest of the party.
Okay, that's Sweep. Yeah. Hi, Sweep, by the way. You mentioned a disguise. Who was disguised?
I'm assuming that you have defeated them or destroyed them. That one that you were fighting, it could change its form. It could disguise itself. It tried to speak to me as other guardians, saying it needed help and the like, but I didn't trust it.
Do you know if this is something that any of these kind can do?
I don't know. I don't think the big ones were intelligent enough to be able to do it, but...
No, they were not. Okay, be on the lookout. Remember, clear skies.
But yes, we need to find... use and poor Smasher, and she kind of goes over to Smasher, who's just rolled over. The other guardians are kind of trying to help Smasher as well, kind of hold him up and stuff. Archer will look around. Sentinel Prime, without a weapon, I'm afraid that even Barrier and myself, I don't know if we will be able to offer you much assistance in traveling through the city. You know that we cannot be particularly quiet, but perhaps this temple will provide us a safe place. We can look after this guardian and the injured one here. That way we can at least be useful.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan. Yes, keep safe. I have something that might help you. I've got a short sword in my inventory that I got from, I think, when we went underwater. And I'll pass that over to Archer.
I've got a short sword.
It's a mundane short sword. I don't care where you got it from, sure.
I have a bow.
Archer takes it. A bow would be preferable, but and she will look around. She looks at like Barrier. Barrier is like, I am not built for offensive capabilities. She looks at Sweep. No, I'm just a cleaner. And then she looks at Pumpkin, and Pumpkin just like looks up and is like, makes like grabby hands at the sword.
Maybe
getting some real valor vibes over here. Should we give them like a
and
lot
on
of
that
daggers?
Note, I'm gonna get out just a dagger and give her a little dagger.
She takes that in the one daggers. Hand. It's like a spade. I know how to use these. And then she takes the short sword. It's like, two spades.
Bad guys are dirt.
Good. Yes, that's very good. Bad guys are dirt.
I will try and keep the little one out of fighting, but if need be, I'd rather that they had something.
Yes.
If you have a bow, Master Keelik, I would be glad for it.
Oh, no, I don't have a bow. I was joking. That was a joke, I said earlier.
In that case, Pumpkin the sword and takes the short sword back.
Yeah. Sorry.
It is all right.
Got him. Oh, wait, no, I've got two long bows.
That's
in my
the one
inventory.
I meant.
I will give a mundane longbow to.
Do you have any like Archer. Mundane arrows as well? Do you have like ammunition? I know you had some magic ones.
I don't think I do.
It's okay.
No, I've just got the magic.
All right.
Ones.
Well, she'll take the bow anyway, and then perhaps I might find some glass arrows. They won't fly very well, but perhaps I can find some. There must be some shops or things nearby. Still, I'd be glad to have it, even if I do not have the ammunition for it as is. Mundane longbow acquired. You give these guys as much as they can. Barrier drags Smasher up. They can't fit him through the hole, but Barrier basically leans him up against the temple and then stands in front of Smasher.
Awesome.
Stay safe,
love that,
everyone.
Barry.
Thank you.
I will do my best.
Okay.
I think this would be best for them, Sentry. Power in numbers and all that, and they can hold up here. It seems like even those huge dominators couldn't get inside, so.
Yeah.
Hey, Pumpkin, if anyone gives you any trouble, just really, really go for it. Really go for
it.
Okay. You know?
Sure, they're like weeds. I'll pull them up like weeds.
Their hearts are weeds. Rip them out. I didn't
sure.
say that.
Prune their limbs. Why not?
Okay. Perfect. So the tallest tower. Did they give it a direction?
Yeah, she points at a tower that rises up. There's you can see that there's a whole district of the city of Glass of the North, which is towers with bridges that interconnect them. Separate to that, there is one very tall tower. Very beautiful. It looks like it once had defense stations. You can see like arcane cannons, all now turned to glass, built around it. But it is definitely the tallest one.
This one?
It is indeed. Yes, it is the
unknown tower. Gotta look north.
Again,
onto
you
it.
Will need to move through at least one other zone before you can get there.
And the one to our east is the destroyed area, right? The difficult.
Yeah, it looked difficult to traverse through. That does mean, and again, like this is, you know, Ayla would probably pick up on this the most. If it looks unstable, it's unlikely that enemies will be there. You'll be contesting against the environment rather than maybe a fight against feral guardians or other enemies and things like that. If you go into that tower district, again, lots of big glass buildings that feral guardians can probably hide in. You can also see this is the section of Giselle where those airships are hovering around. The towers could make you very visible and vulnerable to those because you'd be traveling across these like open bridges between towers and stuff. So
that sounds way too dangerous.
Well,
but it's also navigating.
It looks cool in my mind though.
Running across looks like running glass across bridges.
We should daydream of that, and then let's go to the east through all the destroyed.
Yeah.
Just remember, sometimes picking what seems the most, you know, safe or like, oh, this is the character. The characters would pick which the one which is logically better, right? No, you guys can pick the absolute crazy, cool glass bridges route if you want to. There's no wrong decision. It's just whichever one you fancy.
To the Bridge of Khazad-dûm.
I do want to go to the Bridge of Khazad-dûm, the Glass Bridge of Khazad-dûm.
Glass Bridge of Khazad-dûm.
I want to.
Sure.
Will doesn't. Hey, Sentry, where do you want to go?
Also, again, if you guys want to take a short rest, this could be your last chance to do so before getting to this tower.
We are with Guardians.
Yeah. Or even a long rest. I mean, 8 hours, but...
I'm pretty low.
I mean, 8 hours, but we just got told that Herald is going there to on her last mission. Don't think that's much of an option.
I'd opt for a short rest here.
Short rest. Could you try and send Herald a message? And be like, hey, halt. Stop. We're here.
I mean, I am getting super low on spell slots. Mm. Well, it's
but
not
I mean,
bad.
If that
it's
would allow
also...
us to...
I could do. If you write the message, 25 words. I'm just a messenger.
Is there any way the sentry can do it?
Or you can just write the message.
I just write the message. Okay.
I mean, unless you... do you mean like more in an RP sense that like you want to try and reach out to Herald or something like that?
I'd save cool spell slots. Like just if there's a way that the Matrix could do it. But
it's not one of the features you know the Matrix can do.
No.
I mean, you can spend, like, if you, you know, essentially you probably spend some of the short rest, like, trying to focus the energy, trying to reach out. The Matrix has the ability to connect with other Met Guardians. But it does seem to be based on, like, visual range. Like, you have to normally see them. Like, every time you've done this before, you had to touch it or you had to see it. You've definitely, the Matrix is growing stronger. You can feel that there is a greater connection there than it's ever been. You can feel it has more power than it ever has. Maybe at some point in the time, or maybe that's what this conduit does. Maybe it's that's what you need to be able to speak to others. But for now, you need to be able to see them, unfortunately. So the sending spell might be the only way.
Yeah. Okay. Try and think of what to say.
Hiya!
Hiya! Herald, stop what you're doing. We're on our way to help you. You don't have to be alone.
How many's left?
How many was that? I think that's two left.
Clear skies.
Okay.
Thank you.
Again, Quill, you know that this place has been messing with like divination spells as is. You do get a response. Heavily garbled, heavily broken. Kind of like... enemy's tower. You know, mix of like... It's all, you know, garbled words and things like that. Must protect cannot conduit solution. By.
Okay, I mean. Oh.
No, sorry, hang on. Not by. Try. Time.
Well, I've got no idea what the entire message could be, but I've got an idea. Yeah, I'll repeat that message back. So, she's under attack at the tower, which means we kind of need to get going now. I think she's going to try something. Maybe she's out of time, or she's trying to make time or something, but she's going to try something.
Right. Well, which do you think is the quickest way? North or east?
Well...
Perhaps you could fly and scout.
I mean, if east is trouble with the terrain, so I can fly over it, so that makes things easier for me, unless we want to expend more spells getting over it. That would be the fastest route by far, flying over this terrain.
100%.
The Tower District?
I can...
Sounds too dangerous, all right. In my opinion.
I can offer a fly.
I can help people to fly as well.
So, fifth, I can do it two people. Sixth level, I can do three.
That's on top of yourself as well. So, like, two extras and then three extras. So, yourself and then two others, or yourself and three others. So, Nova can do three. So, and that's, again, yourself and then three others.
Myself. No, no, no.
Oh, including yourself.
Myself and then two.
So, one and two others. So, between the two of you, you could actually use lower level spell slots. Then, one of you could use a lower level spell slot and just do it on two of you. Because you need to cover five people. Yours is automatic, right? So, yeah. So, Nova can do two. So, Lucius, if you did a fourth level spell, could cover you and Ayla.
I'm good with that.
Great.
Then I'll all make magic it back en route.
All right.
Cool. Great.
Right, okay.
Font.
Imbued with magic, you all head up into the sky and you begin flying, as the bird does, directly towards this tower. Soaring over the City of Glass, your flight does garner attention. You begin to see feral guardians like running along roofs and things like that chasing after you. You also, the airships flying around Giselle, a few stray shots, but small targets at a huge distance. They slam into the towers and things like that around you, causing glass shards, but not enough to deter you from your course. And eventually, unable to hit a small target, and as you dip and weave in between like buildings and things like that, the airships turn their attention elsewhere. Eventually, your flight leads you to emerge into a much more, not open, but a section that seems to be like crystalline gardens, stretching out crystalline trees and flower beds, all perfectly preserved in this glass, worn down and eroded, but still hauntingly beautiful. And at the far end, near where once the walls of the city of glass would have once stood, is this enormous tower that stretches up with defense platforms and all sorts. As you begin flying towards it, something comes screaming past you. It appears to be made similar in construction to some of the airships that you've encountered, but it's smaller. It bears a resemblance in a way to some of the Ethereum devices you saw being made in the fortress, the weapons factory by the forces working with Kallus Valkyrian, but it is not those. It almost appears to be made with, again, sections of guardians that have been built and repurposed. Almost like parts of guardians have folded up and been conjoined and combined together. Like a great bird made of metal comes screeching past. It clips one of these great towers, causing the tower to smash down, and then it seems to land in amongst the base of the tower. And you can see it with great kind of red engines propelling downwards. It hovers in place around the tower as it turns to face the group of you flying towards it. You can hear a voice being projected out of it.
We meet again, Prime. Whatever remains in this tower, your little herald, I will enjoy taking it from them and using it to educate the pathetic guardians to their destined future. They will learn the power of Hadar. When Hadar annihilates this world, we will be the ones to rule it. You should have joined me, Prime.
As you hear the voice of Breeze echoing out from this thing, warped now, deeper, much more powerful than it was before.
You're muted. You're muted, Ree. No, Ree, you're muted.
Damn it. If you lay your hands on another guardian again, you will die.
No, no, Prime. There is only one who will fall today. And it will not be me.
And it's a bit early, but we're very warm, and I want to prep this to be a really fucking cool fight.
Yep.
Gonna end it.
I think he's talking about me. I'm gonna die. How does he look, by the way? Like, how different to before?
So this, you can't, like, there's no individual. Like, you are looking at what appears to be almost like a Dominator ship, like a Dominator, like, fighter jet. It's, like, been created out of other Guardians, and then it's been, you know, parts of airships have been built into it to create a kind of, yeah, like a Magipunk fighter jet, and you assume that Veracitor or Breeze is inside it.
Oh, so it's not like a wingsuit or something like that. Is
no, it's like it's like huge. It's like this, like, big fighter jet, like a kind of like a triangle shaped
nice
fighter jet.
Yeah,
I want that. I want that. I don't want a storm chaser anymore.
Yeah. I mean,
hey, Lucius, do you want a new ship? Do you want me to get that for you?
Just Frankenstein point, Guardians. No.
It's made of, like, it's like, if this was like variant, it would be like a bone ship made of, like, skeletons, you know? Like,
oh, sweet.
You want that, Sentry?
Yeah, you want that?
No.
You could certainly, Nova, be like, that's a cool design. I'm going to remember that and try and make it a normal
make
version.
A nice version, yeah.
What are the materials?
I'll make it out of all the people on the beach. Wait, no, what?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not even surprised
that's
at this.
That's Kim Jesus saying that, Christ. Not Nova.
Yeah, it's Kim. We know the difference. Kim is the one who was very excited about her horrible murdering of an entire ship of enemies, and Nova was horrified.
I was proud. But,
yeah,
I was very
cool.
Proud.
All right, but because it's warm, because I want to make sure I've got that. But I wasn't again fully sure how far we would get, so I don't want to go into a really cool fight underprepared. I do have the enemies ready. I do have that stat block ready, but I know that we're going to kick off with a cool fight, and I'd rather.
Yeah,
we'll
no, that's
we're not all baking fucking hot as well.
But from the stars, he came screaming past us. Get it?
Star Screamer. Nice.
No, that was the you fought Star Scream already. You fought the cowardly lieutenant.
This dude's a jet.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. I get it, but just so you know. Yeah.
Actually,
I wasn't going to have Lord Veracitor cool turn himself into a gun that's wielded by another Dominator. That's lame.
Why?
That would be lame.
All right. But so we'll fight him next time, and we'll also try and get to the conduit before Breeze.
Look, a conduit is a thing, right? Mass Effect can't claim the word conduit for all time. A conduit is a thing.
I know, I just want
to... What next? Like, I'm not allowed to use the name Sovereign or Harbinger.
Garrus.
Am I not allowed to use
or
those
Commander
either?
Commander Shepard.
I can't call someone Commander Shepard. What, have they got that locked in, have they?
You're not allowed to mention Earth either. That's a BioWare property.
Gotta save Earth.
Yeah.
DMCA'd.
The Reapers.
Just be glad I didn't call them the Reapers.
Yeah,
what a cool episode, though.
Yeah.
A great fight against those big boys as well.
Yeah.
Shut down that little screaming nerd, too.
Man, it also goes to show you that Like, yeah, okay, I got like a big spell off and hurt a lot of you really badly.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you killed these guys in like two turns. Like, you just ripped them apart.
Nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. Yay.
I need to, but then it's all right. It's something I've already learned anyway. It's a case of the cool fights are the ones where it's not about the hit points. It's about the objective. That's the that's the trick to it.
It's the hit points. The hit point
fights
way.
Are fun. The hit point fights are the ones where I want you guys to feel like badasses. And you are, because you are. The ones where it's a challenge need to be about more.
I've got no spell. I've got two spell slots and none of my fun abilities. So it'll just be a lot of Eldritch Blast from me!
You've only got two spell slots normally anyway, so that's fine.
You took
right?
a short rest, didn't you?
Yeah, you took a short rest.
I just used one for fly. Just use one to fly.
Yeah, that's why. So,
but I haven't got any of my like sixers, like Arcane Gate or Maddening Dark.
I mean, Quill and Lucius have like vastly less, right? Now, because you're worn out. You're a bit worn out.
I mean, so many more to start with.
I've still got quite a few left, like enough for another fight, but I was prepared for like, oh, we've got a fight on the journey, and then also there's going to be some big fight at the tower, and also maybe we have to get out of here.
You're assuming that this is the last fight you've got before you get to Herald.
I'm treasuring my spell slots. That's right, you heard it here first. Tom, treasuring spell slots.
Have you still got, Lucius, have you still got your big 7th or 8th level?
Yep.
Those are very useful. And then, I mean, to be honest though, Kim, like Eldritch Blast, you did like 30 points of damage with just Eldritch Blast. Like, can't sniff at that, right? Like, that's
tasty.
Pretty good. Yeah.
And it looks cool in my head.
Yeah. I always imagine it that you point Tiangong and like the blasts are coming out of Tiangong is how I imagine it. Like,
yeah.
Or like,
yeah.
You just swipe with it,
but now
and, like, you get a blast.
Yeah. Now that I've watched all of Avatar, I think it's more like a swipe, like a kind of monk swipe.
And then like a crescent blade of energy flies out of Tiangong kind of thing. That's cool.
Oh, nice. Master Sword.
Yeah. All my chromatic orbs come out my ass.
Yes.
Yeah, do they? You fart them out.
Wait. Wait, no, I did not say yes to Trot. I did not say oh yes to Trot. I said it to
like
Tom.
You did, though.
Tom said it was like the Master Sword. No, not like farts. No.
Well, it's Tom spells. He gets to decide how they appear. So, you know. All right. Anyway. Thanks very much, everybody. Don't forget, again, big thanks to D&D Beyond, our sponsor, but also we've got a bunch of sponsored stuff coming up. We'll see you again on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Spread the word, 8 p.m., High Rollers D&D and Yogscast Twitch to play Steamforge games, Animal Adventures Faraway Sea. Kim's going to be an awakened pig. There's a Chow Chow Bard. There's cats. There's a fucking goat paladin, which I'm pretty sure Rhiannon's stolen. So... come and check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You need to practice your goat scream.
You don't have to be. Yeah.
My goat scream.
Just sounds like me.
But yeah, come and check that out. And we'll see you again then. All right. Take care, everybody.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.